whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Believe Jesus is the Son of God, and you've overcome the world. Hallelujah. Well, David Cole Friday night spoke about faith, and that's what the Lord's put on my heart to speak about again this morning. But it didn't. My thinking went back beyond before from when David was talking about faith to something Scott brought out in his class, a portion that we'll get to here in just a little bit. But there's a passage in the Talmud. I don't know if you know what the Talmud is. It's the body of Jewish civil and religious law, collection of rabbinical discussions that seeks to distill what is essential in every aspect of Jewish life and duty. And just an interesting thing. So this passage goes on, starts out with saying that the Torah contains 613 commandments. And as these commands might prove too numerous to commit to memory, David reduced them to 11 in Psalm 15. So look at Psalm 15 here. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. So there's 11 things there. Then Isaiah reduced these down to 6 commandments in Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33, verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from the holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. So they're down to 6 there. Then Micah reduced these down to 3 in Micah 6:8. And this is where Scott's class started me thinking about this. So Micah 6:8. He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Love mercy. We love mercy, don't we? Praise the Lord. Then Isaiah reduced them even further to 2 in Isaiah 56, 1. Isaiah 56, 1 says, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. And then, but Amos reduced them to 1 in Amos 5, 4. Amos 5, 4. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But one rabbi found this too inclusive to be an epitome or a typical ideal example, so he suggested instead Habakkuk 2:4. So Habakkuk 2:4 says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So the just shall live by faith. That's what is what it all boils down to. And Paul quoted this verse 3 times in his epistles, in Romans and Galatians and Hebrews. He quoted that, the just shall live by faith. And, we know that really the law was not given to give life. It was given that man would see his need of a Savior. So even though the Jews with their Torah and their commandments and so forth that they start out with, and, this is just kind of bringing it to what reality is. It's the just shall live by faith. It's not by keeping commandments. God has concluded all, both Jew and Gentile, in unbelief. that he might have mercy upon all. And that's what I love about that in Micah 6:8, to love mercy. God loves to show his mercy. But we do have a commandment. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, to love one another. And that's with the love of God. It's not our own love that we have in us. It's his love in us that we can love everyone. And, of course, and John also says in his epistle, he says that the commandment we have is to believe on Jesus Christ and to love one another. So, again, it's faith. It's believing. It's faith. And how does faith work? Faith worketh by love. So it all comes together. It all ties together. And I'm just so thankful that we don't have a bunch of commandments we're trying to keep. We don't. Like, you know, it says here, do this, don't do that, you know, close your eyes, stop your ears so you're not hearing evil, whatever, don't see things, you know, none of that works. You know, that's our self-efforts that would be doing something like that. When we realize that Jesus did it all, and it's by faith, believing in him, because he said that in the world we're going to have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So this is just kind of a little note I had from years ago, and I came across it, and it's kind of interesting. But I'm just so thankful that we have the truth, the Word of God. We're not looking to some efforts on our own to be acceptable to God. We know that there's nothing in me. Paul said that. And he says that, well, we'll just read that, Galatians 2:20. That's where this all kind of comes down to. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's not our faith, it's the faith of the Son of God that we live by. And Paul says so much here in Galatians about that if there was a law given which had given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But he says, I don't frustrate the grace of God. If righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. That's what you're saying. If you can make yourself acceptable to God by keeping a law, then Jesus died for nothing. But he didn't die for nothing, because no one can keep the law, and he died to take that law out of the way. And the just shall live by faith. So I hope that's just a little encouragement to you this morning. Cute little interesting thing there. So Lord bless you in your class.